So today's the day, treasure hunters.
Are you seriously going to start it like that?
Yeah, of course I'm going to start it like that.
This is what I get for letting you lead in. Please start it again.
Nope. Today is the day, treasure hunters. That's right. Today is when this mysterious contest is set to kick off. And those of you who have been listening are well aware of how I feel about this clearly suspect hunt for Devon.
Air quotes, really?
What?
They can't see you.
Back to the contest. Begrudgingly, most of the information we have about today is thanks to a source our site is not fond of. Most of our listeners took it upon themselves to follow he we shall not speak of. According to the posts on our message board, the alleged participant has been peppering his social media with information about the contest.
And he is the one person we found claiming to be involved. This information is all we have to go on.
So, here we are. We have been told 5 people were selected to participate, but we don't have any information about the other parties involved.
Meaning, they don't have any information about the other volunteers.
Correct. When we went back to the original website to see if any more information had been posted, all we found was a clock ticking down. Very ominous, we know. And as of this morning, the time had expired.
That led myself, C, and many of you to believe that today is the day the contest kicks off. But the clock could also be something to mislead anyone not involved. According to our sources, some information was being withheld from the participants until the day before. This includes more detailed instructions and the location. As nothing has been posted about the location, either it has not been provided yet, or there was information they were instructed to keep quiet.
Another piece of information we found out was that cameras have been sent to the participants, meaning they're going to be filming this. And that's fucking wild.
You seem awfully chipper about this whole thing.
Yeah, because it's crazy. How many red flags need to be waving for someone to pay attention?
Some people respond better to the green than to red. One thing we've been looking into is the possible involvement of Devon's parents. Many of you have been talking about it in the comments, and we too find it questionable that no public statements have been made by them or their lawyer.
If they were involved, why wouldn't they want as much publicity as possible surrounding this?
And with that, we are going to wrap this episode. I have no doubt the firsthand accounts of this are going to make for some interesting discussions over the next few weeks. Until then, keep posting, keep searching, and we will do the same. As always, remember, somewhere out there is the truth behind what happened to Devon. And the person to uncover it might be you.